The district's first full school day was Thursday, August 28th, but staff had been reporting since the beginning of the week when the issues were noticed, according to Superintendent Dr. Jason McCandless. He says new student registration, daily attendance, and email have been hampered through a denial of service attack, which is overwhelming the system with data.
There have been some things that we can do inside of our own network within the school district, but really anything that gives us access to the outside world or the outside world access to us has been closed off.
Dr. Larry Schneider directs the Cybersecurity Management Program at Baypath College in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. He explains what a denial of service attack is.
The analogy I always give is, your internet connection is like a straw. And you can only shove so much jello through that straw before you can't get any more in, and that's where they're at right now. The stream is full, and they can't go in, they can't go out. They got to figure out what's at the other end, shoving it down.
McCandless says no school, student, or employee information has been compromised. The district rolled out a new website days before the attack to match up with the start of the school year. McCandless says that was just a coincidence.
Whoever is on the other side of the challenges that we're facing also appears to have been looking toward the beginning of the school year in terms of causing disruption.
The district's internet service provider is Integrity by CELT, or the Center for Educational Leadership and Technology. The agency provides internet service for roughly 35% of the districts in Massachusetts and was brought on by Pittsfield in July. Chief Technology Officer Jeff Baygott says the attack has flooded the network with 15 gigabits of data per second intermittently, making it difficult to track.
This was an ongoing problem even before we got the account. So some, but like I said, it's they've seen the switch in providers, and now they've found the school district again, and they've started to attack them again.
Baygott says the data flow was also affecting other districts for which CELT provides service, so a separate network was set up for Pittsfield. He adds a separate data endpoint was also created.
We basically route all the traffic that's destined for that endpoint to nowhere, to basically a bit bucket, whatever you want to call it. We eliminate it, which of course eliminates that traffic from getting to the school and any other traffic, so the legitimate traffic doesn't make it either.
Baygott says CELT has recommended Pittsfield schools bring on a third-party vendor who specializes in this type of attack, which would come at an additional cost to the district. He had CELT experiences a couple of these types of attack on its networks a year. Executive Director Antonio Pagan says CELT, like most internet service providers, does not provide protection against this type of attack on a daily basis, though schools are increasingly being targeted. When Snyder learned of the denial of service attack against the Pittsfield schools, he says he was hard-pressed to think of a school district that has fallen to one, or at least made it known publicly.
If it's directed at a business, the motivation might be that the person wants to cause financial harm to that business, right? By shutting down their servers, they can't conduct business. To direct it at a public school where they're not in the business of making money, to me, says that it's something different. It's more of an act of protest.
Snyder says organizations usually spend between 5 and 10% of their IT budgets on preventing denial of service attacks. Pittsfield's annual IT budget is $426,000. Snyder adds the attacks have been around for a long time, originating with one-on-one attacks.
And then you have the evolution of this attack to a distributed denial of service where it's one attacker who controls multiple computers, and you maybe have heard of things like zombie nets or bot nets where they're networks that are controlled by an attacker who direct their collective resources at a particular victim. So, that's probably where we're at. The term is often used interchangeably, but it's not new and it's not going to go away.
In the end, Snyder says it comes down to the defender's resources matched up against the attacker's resources.
At some point, they're going to have to break the connection, whether it means, I don't know what resources it's being directed at, but if they can't figure it out, eventually they're going to have to disconnect whatever that particular device is that's under attack and then maybe reconnect it, change the IP address, reconfigure it. It seems persistent. So it's going to be on as long as the attacker leaves it on, or they get caught.
Superintendent McCandless says the district is working with its service provider, local law enforcement, and a separate vendor. He adds help from higher authorities could be sought if needed.
Ideally, the end of today, but in reality, it could be next week or the week after before we're fully operational and feeling confident that we are not going to suffer a similar setback and another attack.
Snyder says state and federal authorities have the resources to stop the attack, with the ultimate goal of catching whoever is behind it.
You think about it long term, this could be a practice run for something bigger, you know, so they will want to try to resolve this issue as quickly as possible. So I'm sure they'll put whatever resources necessary to bring it to a conclusion that takes care of that potential threat.
Meanwhile, the Pittsfield School Committee extended Superintendent McCandless's contract by 1 year through 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.